What is segregation? It's the separation of the races, and was very much in place in some parts of the North too, obviously, but very much in place in the South, starting in the 1870s. Segregation was put in place by what became known as Jim Crow laws. Any law that segregates is a Jim Crow law, and the South began to institute them in the middle of the 1870s and didn't stop for a long time and kept them in place for a long time. 30, the political freedoms of blacks were denied by Southern states in three ways. Now, the 15th Amendment gave black men the right to vote. What Southern states began to do once the North had withdrawn from the South and Reconstruction ended, they imposed a poll tax, a tax paid to vote, a literacy test, you had to prove that you could read in order to vote, and something called the Grandfather Clause, where if you voted before 1867, which was the last time there would have been a major election before the 15th Amendment giving black men the right to vote had gone into effect, the notion was you did not have to deal with the poll tax and literacy test. In other words, you were grandfathered in. So a large number of white voters in the South didn't have to do the poll tax or the literacy test because of that grandfather clause. It subjected all blacks to both literacy tests and poll tax because none of them had voted before 1867. There's obviously a very specific reason why 1867 was chosen. Plessy versus Ferguson, again, the famous case of Homer Plessy riding, a black man riding in a white railroad car in Louisiana. The decision handed down by Plessy in the Plessy versus Ferguson case by the United States Supreme Court was that Plessy was in the wrong, and that the railroad car that he was riding in was just as good as the railroad car that the white people were riding in. The Plessy should have been riding in the black car was just as good as the white car because it achieved its purpose going from point A to point B. This established what's known, as you many of you know, the separate but equal doctrine for this nation, meaning that as long as whatever the facility is serves the same purpose, then segregation could be allowed. They don't necessarily have to be equal by any stretch of the imagination, because nothing in the South was, but as long as the purpose was the same, then the segregation was okay. The highest court in the law, the highest court in the land, legalized segregation in this nation in 1896. And it continued that way until 1954. The significance, well, I'm answering 32, this allowed the Southern states to segregate everything. They had pretty much done so, and now the Supreme Court is upholding it as it's okay to segregate, not just railroad cars, but schools and hospitals and libraries and swimming pools and drinking fountains and bathrooms and waiting rooms at the bus stop and anything in cemeteries, anything and everything the South wanted to segregate. Obviously, private businesses with restaurants and whatever else, anything that they wanted to do, it was perfectly legal according to the Supreme Court, because they looked at the situation and looked at the purpose of the thing. The school, black school and white school, both had teachers, both had books, all those kinds of things, and deemed them equal. So segregation could be the law of the land, and it would be so for 60 plus years in this country, which is just an amazing thing. In what ways was Reconstruction a failure for blacks? Well, that is kind of how it ended, obviously, with the advent of segregation laws and a federal government that largely turned its back upon blacks in the South post 17 or 1877, in addition to the notions of sharecropping and how very for far too many freed blacks in the South, there was no real change in their economic situations. Sure, they had freedom, it's obvious, but for many of them, materialistically, they were as bad off as they were under slavery. Again, working in the fields, working for the same guy they had worked for as slaves, living in the same huts, and generation after generation after generation effectively being tied to the land. Reconstruction didn't do a lot for a lot of blacks in the South. Successes should also be obvious. There were a lot of things on the flip side of that. The development of schools and the sense of community amongst black Americans and those office holders during that time who did a lot of things. If you're going to define, you can define Reconstruction in its kind of short period and especially look at tremendous successes for black Americans in the early days, late 1860s, early 1870s. If you evaluate Reconstruction kind of at the end, what it did in the end, it tends to point toward there being more failures, but still, there were tremendous gains made And the sense of community and the desire for education and the importance of the church for black community, it never stopped for them, obviously. And the fight for the full expression of freedom is something that black Americans in the South and black Americans who were denied in other parts of the country never stopped fighting for. And much of what the civil rights movement in the 1950s and 60s is about is, you know, making this country make good on the promises that were made to black Americans during Reconstruction about all these things that the black Americans were supposed to get and were denied in the end that when Reconstruction came to a close in 1877. The struggle for those rights and the struggle for those freedoms never ended. And that ultimately gets picked up very famously in one of the great, if not the great, social movement of the United States in the 1950s and 60s.